the son of Amiel in Lodibar. The king, then King David sent and brought him out of the house of Micah, the son of Amiel from Lodibar. Now when Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, had come to David, he fell on his face and prostrated himself. Then David said, Mephibosheth, and he answered, here is your servant. So David said to him, do not fear, for I will surely show you kindness for Jonathan your father's sake, and will restore to you all the land of Saul your grandfather, and you shall eat bread at my table continually. Then he bowed himself and said, what is your servant that you should look upon such a dead dog as I? And the king called to Ziba, Saul's servant, and said to him, I have given to your master's son all that belongs to Saul and to his house. Go on. You therefore and your sons and your servant shall walk the land for him. You shall bring in the harvest, and your master's son may have food to eat. But Mephibosheth, your master's son, shall eat bread at my table always. Now Ziba had 15 sons and 20 servants. Then Ziba said to the king, according to all that my lord the king has commanded his servant, so will your servant do. As for Mephibosheth, said the king, he shall eat at my table like one of the king's sons. Mephibosheth had a young son whose name was Micah, and all who dwell in the house of Ziba were servants of Mephibosheth. 13, we'll stop there. So Mephibosheth dwelt in Jerusalem, for he ate continually at the king's table, and he was lame in both feet. That is why you are called Jehovah. That is why you are called. Father, brood upon your word. Speak in the language your people will understand. Let the very reason for which you have sent this message be fulfilled. Let me decrease as you increase. Keep your children with rapt attention, that they may not miss the ingredients of what you have in stock for them. Every distractor, we silence them and we send them out of this place. Take over this auditorium. Charge it for your operation. Do that which only you can do, and take the glory forever. Those watching us online, Let the same grace be extended to them. Bless your people today, O God. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Please be seated. When God turns your disgrace around, that's the topic we are considering this morning. Whenever the devil is fighting the believer, the devil lives in an illusion that he is gaining upper ground or upper hand. But whenever God shows up, the situation must change. You remember the story of Goliath, that Philistine giant. He taunted Israel for 40 consecutive days, non-stop. Made ridicule of God's people. Undermine them and undermine their God. Look down on them with scorn. He saw the children of Israel as non-entity, a hopeless and a helpless people. For 40 days, he continually, scripture says, both morning and evening, he will come and taunt them, subject them to all kinds of insult. Ladies and gentlemen, when 40 days were complete, David showed up. I don't know how God arranged it, that it has to be at the end of the 40th day that David had to come visiting. And my scripture tells me that when David came and he saw this giant, whereas the children of Israel were seeing a giant who tormented them for 40 days, David saw an uncircumcised Philistine. And David came up with a sling and 5 stones. He brought the taunting and the ridicule to an end abruptly. I pray for somebody this morning. Whatever powers that is, that has been working against what you ought to be in life, that has subjected you to ridicule, that has kept you under suppression, your David is showing up this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. I say your David will show up in the name of Jesus. And because your David will show up, every uncircumcised Philistine that has been taunting your life, it doesn't matter their size, it doesn't matter their position, it doesn't matter where they came from, as you Allah, amen, God will bring them down for you in the name of Jesus Christ. I said Jehovah will bring them down for you in the name of Jesus Christ. When David came, the story changed. We have a God who changes people's story. When he comes into situation, that situation can never remain the same. When he visits, a mark is left there. That mark is not just a mark, but a mark to be remembered forever. I sit in my spirit. The Lord is visiting somebody today. There is a disgrace that needs to be removed, so somebody can enter into the realm of grace. Your amen is the miracle in between you. I say your amen is the only standing block that is standing on your way right now. Ladies and gentlemen, the devil may win the battle, but he cannot win the war. God allows him some once in a while to carry out his onslaught, but ultimately, God gains victory over him. Every turbulence, every wave, every oppression and suppression that the powers of darkness have put in place in view of our lives, in order for us not to manifest the grace God has given to us, your amen is what will make it happen. And as you allow that amen, it will take place in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's go deeper into the message this morning. It's a familiar story of a young man whose name was called Mephibosheth. The name Mephibosheth simply means from the mouth of shame. From the mouth of shame. I do not know the circumstances surrounding his birth. Scriptures didn't tell us that would lead Jonathan and his wife to give a name to their son, and the name should be from the mouth of shame. In any case, Mephibosheth was a grandson of a king. The implication is that he owed it a duty to have enjoyed the benefits of a prince. Scripture tells us that at that tender age of his birth, a nurse was employed to take care of Mephibosheth. Not much was heard about the mother of Mephibosheth. But there was a nurse who was employed to take care of this young man. Remember, I told you that the devil may win the battle, he cannot win the war. At birth, Mephibosheth was called from the mouth of shame. The devil started pursuing this young man, following him on every step. Barely 5 years old, his father died in a war on the same day with his grandfather. Double tragedy. And then, after the death of his father, the war was still raging. And the nurse, a caring woman, was desirous to ensure that this young man will not die with his father and mother. Some nurses will have run away. Say life na per head. This nurse stood by this young man at 5. Picked him up as bullets were flying from left, right, and center. This nurse said to herself, I will not allow this child to die. He or she, the Bible was not explicit whether female or male, I don't know. But he took this child and was running. Possibly, one of the enemies must have seen the nurse with Mephibosheth running and said, hey, nice, he grabbed the game with that. Now, come and shoot. And out of anxiety, apprehension, and fears, we're told that Mephibosheth fell from the hand of the nurse. Whether was on top of a story building, I do not know. Whether they climbed on top of a tree, I do not know. But he fell. And the moment he fell, he became crippled on both legs. And that was all we had about the nurse. Nothing was said about that nurse again. How Mephibosheth left where he fell and got crippled to Lodiba, nobody knows. Mephibosheth, who ordinarily would have grown up in the palace, attend a palace school, enjoy the affluence and the benefits of being a prince, had to be abandoned in a village called Lodiba. The name Lodiba means the town of nothing. Remember, his name was Mephibosheth from the mouth of shame. And at the end of his sojourn, after the attack, he ended up in a town or a village called the House of Nothing. In my research, I discovered that Lodiba is a place where if you plant, it doesn't do well. You carry animals there, no place to feed them. Nothing good is coming out of Lodiba. Of all places, Lodiba was the only abode where Mephibosheth could find a place to stay. Ladies and gentlemen, in the course of my research, I discovered that the pursuit of Mephibosheth did not just end when he fell and became crippled. The enemies were monitoring his movements to ensure that his life was terminated. They thought, as if they were escaping from the onslaught of the war, that he was going to be taken to Jericho. Lodiba is a village in between Jerusalem and Jericho. Those who escaped with him thought, let's take him to a place, an obscure place, where they will never think he can live. They will assume that he is dead. I suppose his enemies must have pursued him to Jericho. They must have gone there to look round about for this young man, whereas he was abandoned in the house of nothing or the town of nothing. Ladies and gentlemen, someone has said somewhere, say it is error when beggars are riding on horses and princes are trekking on foot. Mephibosheth lose every privilege he ought to enjoy as a prince. Mephibosheth was abandoned in a village of nothing to die. Mephibosheth never had the privilege of enjoying good education, quality education. Mephibosheth never had the opportunity of eating good food. In fact, Mephibosheth became a servant to the servant of his grandfather. Rather than the Ziba serving Mephibosheth, Mephibosheth became a servant. Oh my God, I don't know if somebody is following me. Mephibosheth became a servant of his father's servant. He became someone suppressed and oppressed. Someone who will live at the mercy of a servant. A servant does not have. Then a servant is now having a servant. Servant raised to power 2. That was the level of degradation that Mephibosheth got to. the level where possibly it will be 100 or 001 or 010 that he was living on. A prince who ought to select food that he will eat. A prince who ought to give other duties and they will say consider it done. A prince who ought to give directive and he will tell him as your lordship pleases. He became a servant raised to power 10. I pray for somebody from this altar this morning. Wherever, whatever that has been done in the realm of the spirit to keep you from possession what ought to belong to you, as you call us, amen, receive transformation in the name of Jesus Christ. Receive transformation in the name of Jesus Christ. When God turns your disgrace around, I'm painting the picture so you will appreciate the level of depravity, the level of oppression, the level of suppression that this young man got to. And when that day came, he got the news that the king wants you in the palace. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, the mind, the heart of Mephibosheth jumped beats. I just say make I come this village, may they hide me here, live until I go die. The king don't hear about me again, I'm finished. That was his supposition. When he was taken to the palace, Mephibosheth was vindicating. Because as he was going, he saw death getting closer to him as he was moving. That is why you are come. Four things I'll submit this morning and I'll be true with this message. When God turns your disgrace around, there is no doubt about it that the life of Mephibosheth is a representation of a level of disgrace. People who have been taunting him. I know myself well. Hey! You get bad ego. A priest for that matter. You be crippled. Food you don't get. Everything is just going negative, negative, negative for you. It was the highest level of disgrace. But when God decides to turn your disgrace around, what will happen? Number one, you will be remembered. What did I say? Oh, I can't hear you. Let me preach. What will happen? On the day God turned his searchlight in the direction of Mephibosheth, scripture tells me that the king David could not sleep all through the night. There was trouble in the realm of the spirits. Heaven was disturbed. Earth was trembling. There is something that needed to be done. And until that thing is done, heaven will not rest. There was trouble in the land to the extent that the king lost his sleep on account of somebody that needed to be remembered. When God turns your disgrace around, you will be remembered. Ask yourself, where was King David all this while? Why has he forgotten about Jonathan all this while? All the covenant is signed with Jonathan before now. He didn't remember. Why did it act or happen that night? It is because the day of remembrance has come. As you holler a massive amen, the day of your remembrance is today in the name of Jesus. I say your day of remembrance is today in the name of Jesus Christ. Some of us, we have helped people. Some of us, we have supported people. We have encouraged people. We have labored for people. But what do we get in return? Disappointment. Some have even trained their children to become someone in life. And what did they get in return? Abandonment. Some have even said, our mama na wish. If we don't go near them, our papa na wish. Na wish, but he don't kill you while you were tender. See, now that you have grown up, you have become established in life, that you discover is a witch or wizard. They run away from their parents. Some neglect their parents. Others who did not know where they were given birth to, who did not even, who were not involved in the upbringing of the children, they are the ones enjoying the blessings of the children. I pray for somebody from this altar. Today, by your massive amen, may you be remembered in the name of Jesus Christ. I say, may you be remembered in the name of Jesus Christ. Genesis chapter 9, verse 1, the Bible says, and God remembered Noah. I sense in my spirit, God is remembering somebody today. I say, God is remembering somebody today. Because it is time for you to be remembered. That person who ought to remember you will not be able to sleep until he remembers you in the name of Jesus Christ. The miracle of Mephibosheth that attacked David that night will attack that person in the name of Jesus Christ. God forbid that you should labor for another man to enjoy. That is error. You struggle to bring up your children. Then one devil from one place came and take away the heart of your children. That they don't have connection with you. They don't think about you. That devil is in trouble. By your massive amen, I say that devil is in trouble in the name of Jesus. Bible says the house of Jacob shall possess their possession. You will possess your possession in the name of Jesus Christ. Number two. When God turns your disgrace around, not only will you be remembered, you will take your rightful position. What do I call it? Your rightful position. Guess what? Mephibosheth ought to have grown up in the palace. Mephibosheth, like Moses, ought to attend the palace school. Mephibosheth ought to have an account that is swollen up with dollars, if they were using dollars then. Mephibosheth, by reason of the death of his father and his grandfather, ought to possess all the properties that have belonged to Saul and to Jonathan. I don't know if I am preaching. I don't know if someone is following me. These were his inheritance. He lost all of them. But when God decided to turn his disgrace around, scripture says, Mephibosheth was restored to his original position. Even though by now, he was not supposed to be in the palace again, because the era of his father was gone. But because Jehovah is involved, he has to be brought back to the palace. And do you know what? According to Jewish tradition, beggars are not allowed into the palace. People are allowed into the palace. It is a desecration for a cripple to be brought into the palace. Am I in ministry to somebody? But because his disgrace has been turned around, hey, David gave access to a cripple against all odds, against all norms. A cripple walked into the palace. He entered into the palace as if that was not enough. He was given the access to enter into the throne where David sits to eat. A cripple was sitting down there to eat with the king. I pray for somebody here. Whatever is your rightful position in life that the devil has shortchanged you of, as you holler amen, enter into it in the name of Jesus. Enter into it in the name of Jesus. Take your rightful position in the name of Jesus. Take your rightful position in the name of Jesus. Sit down. Number three, when God turns your disgrace around, you will bounce into limelight. David told Ziba, "Ziba, you have brought Mephibosheth to me. You have introduced him to me. You have been enjoying all this while. What Mephibosheth ought to have enjoyed, by reason of the authority that resides in me as the commander-in-chief of the army of Israel. From today go, you, all your children, every property you have, you belong to Mephibosheth." And Ziba said, "As your lordship pleases." Yesterday, Mephibosheth was saying, "As your lordship pleases," to Ziba. By today, the thing don't change. It is changing for you. I said it's changing for you. In the name of Jesus Christ. There was a turnaround. Ziba was now eating on the same table with the king. Mephibosheth was now eating on the same table with the king. And then I see Mephibosheth say, "Hey, Ziba, come here. You don't wash those clothes?" He say, "Yes, sir." "What about the plate?" He say, "Yes, sir." "But I don't clear the farm?" He say, "Yes, sir." A full-fledged man saying yes, sir, to a cripple. That is God for you. I pray for you from this altar. You will take delivery of your miracle. I say you will take delivery of your miracle. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Finally, my time is up. When God decides to turn your disgrace around, your hope will be rekindled. Right from that day, everyone who comes to the palace, before they have access to the king, they must go through Mephibosheth. Mephibosheth determines who sees the king and who will not see the king. Mephibosheth became the one who plans the itinerary of the king. He is the one who determines if the king should step out or he shouldn't. He took charge. He became what we call today the chief of staff. When you call, every call that will come to David, Mephibosheth have to pick it. And he will ask, "Who is on the line, please?" "It's my own excellency." He said, "Yes, go ahead. What do you want to say to the king? Tell me, I'll pass your message to the king." May God, by your amen, take you to your rightful position in life in the name of Jesus. It will take you to the rightful place in the name of Jesus. Every enemy that needs to give way in order for you to enter into your throne, by your amen, they give way in the name of Jesus. I said they give way in the name of Jesus. I said they give way in the name of Jesus. I close with Psalm 126. Everyone rise on your feet. I'm closing. Psalm 126. Media, give it to me. There is someone watching on the stream right now. The Lord will have me say to you, that promotion you have been denied four times. That pro- promotion, you have been denied four times. The God who visited Mephibosheth on that fateful day, he has come into your situation. With your mouth, you will share your testimony. If I pray for you, you will say a massive amen. Let's take it together. Psalm 126. What to do? Verse 2. Verse 3. That's my prayer for this morning. The miracle God will give to you, I may remove your disgrace. We close the mouth of your enemies in the name of Jesus Christ. Those who thought it is over for you, they will join you in giving thanks to God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Because God has decided to enter into that situation, no situation God ever enters into that will remain the same. A change is taking place. I see a change for your good. I see a change for your good. I see a change for your good. May you enter into that change in the name of Jesus. I can see everything.
Turning around for my good.
I can see everything.
Turning around.
Is not your portion. There is an adage which says, the one who laughs last, laughs best. You will laugh last and you will laugh best. If I pray for you, I expect a massive amen. I say you will laugh last and you will laugh best. The miracle God is giving to you, he keep ringing in my heart. It will close the mouth of your enemies in the name of Jesus. It is over for you, they will see your miracle.
Amen.
They will know that you are serving a living God.
Amen.
God will close their mouth.
Amen.
You will enter into your rightful place.
Amen.
Will possess your possession.
Amen.
In the name of God the Father.
Amen.
The name of God the Son.
Amen.
Name of God the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let me hear amen 5 times. While we continue with this song, Brother Philip and his family will go back and bring your thanksgiving to God. I can see everything.
Down in the round, everything down in the round. Everything down in the round. Oh my God, I can see everything down in the round. I see everything down in the round. I see everything down in the round. Oh my God, I can see everything down in the round.
I can see everything.
I'm alive.
I'm alive. Running, we need to do our Holy Communion, but I want to congratulate you. The summary of the story was that Brother Philip Okoro was under the devil's attack. If God had not intervened, maybe he would have had us come to announce, say, our brother has gone to be with the Lord, let's go and do the funeral. But God said no. When God said no, the devil's mouth must be closed. So we congratulate you, my dear brother. The Lord is not through with you yet. I see you shining. I see you waxing stronger and stronger. I see you fulfilling your destiny. The name of the Lord be praised in your life. And I want to thank this unassuming woman. Quiet. Now only 2 words they talk a day. Very quiet woman. She was there for my brother. Each time I go to visit him, he will tell me, thank my wife for me. Oh, God will bless you, madam. Uleli, organization they were aware. I go quite away. Ooh. Ooh. What shall we say? Unto the Lord.
You saved your son.
Mm.
You are the great deliverer.
Mm.
The one who never fails.
Mm.
The one who comes in even at our greatest hour.
Oh yes.
Even when men will fail.
Oh yes.
Even when medical science will fail.
Oh yes.
Lord, you will never fail.
Oh yes.
That is why we rejoice as the church this morning to say thank you for delivering your
thank
son.
Thank you, Jesus.
And our brother.
We bless you.
Thank you, Lord, because his healing is permanent.
Oh yes.
Affliction shall not rise the second time.
Yes, my father.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We cover you with the blood of
the
Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
You are covered comprehensively with the blood of Jesus.
Soria.
No more attacks.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we seal him with the blood.
The blood of
in
Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
It is well with you. It is
well with
your
well with you.
Father, we thank you.
We thank you, God.
Lord, we worship you.
We worship you.
Thank you, Lord, because we're going to testify of your goodness even in the land of living in this chapel.
Mm.
Thank you, our Father, for this which you have done
thank
for us.
Thank you, Jesus.
Blessed be your name.
Blessed be your name.
Thank you for the wife.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Thank you for all that you use, all the instruments you use.
Mm.
Even for our chaplain, Lord, bless your people abundantly.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Beyond your expectations.
Amen.
Thank you, our Father in heaven.
Thank you, Jesus.
For you have done all this beautifully your own time.
Oh, yes.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Ogene we yogene
Ujira wawane Kisi ujira mji Awari awari Wana yuze Kakaka Ujira mji Ujira mji Ujira mji Ujira mji Ujira mji
Thank you. Please be seated. We are going straight into the observance of the Holy Communion. Ministers, please come closer. Help me unveil this thing. We now come to observe the ordinance of the Lord's Supper given to us to celebrate in commemoration of Christ's broken body and shed blood for our salvation. The Bible says that on the night before his betrayal and arrest, at the conclusion of the feast of Passover that is celebrated with his disciples, our Lord took the bread. And having blessed it, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you." Let us pray. Pastor Robinson.
Our Father, we come before you this moment to partake of Holy Communion at your table. Our Holy Father will ask that as we do that today, may the power inherent in this ordinance be made manifest in our lives in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
He will receive as a partake of it. Mm. As many that are held bound by the powers of darkness, Lord, we ask, as they partake of it, they will be liberated in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Do that which only you can do and take the glory. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. The choir will help me with a hymn, just as I am, with one plea. That thy blood was shed for me. Now, while they get ready to sing that hymn, I want to appeal to us. This is a serious moment and a solemn moment.